What a way a song can take you back. A song from the 90s, from the G-Funk era. Now, my listeners, if you don't know what the G-Funk era is, then you need to Google it, especially those of you who were born in the 90s versus those of us who were born in the 80s and were teenagers in the 90s. It was such an amazing time. And I was reminiscing with a friend that I've known since we were both in high school, and we were at a tattoo shop, and they were just playing. I mean, they had the Death Row logo right there in the back, and I was like, yeah, that's our era. She's like, yeah, that's our era, from the 90s. The 90s were such an interesting time, and that music in particular. I mean, I didn't really grow up listening to a lot of rock until probably, maybe 15 or 16. The way my brain is kind of hard to remember. But I grew up listening to a lot of hip-hop and a lot of R&B. So anything from the G-Funk era, I know. You know, whether it's Snoop or Dre or the Dog Pound, Nate Dogg, may he rest in peace. Even the Lady of Rage. Remember the fucking Lady of Rage with her Afro puffs? Took her a minute to put out a solo album. I remember that, because then she put out the solo album and then Tupac's on it. You know, Tupac had just gotten shot. And although we have a theory about that too, that, you know, Pac survived, and I've always held on to that theory, and I've always maintained that Pac is running around somewhere, and that's great, you know, he's one of the greatest, you know. But that era, that whole Death Row Records era, you know, in fact, when the juice was set loose, it made me think of Dre and Ice Cube. They did Natural Born Killers, and they, you know, they were playing with imagery that, you know, they had something to do with the murders, and it wasn't OJ, and it was like, alrighty, boys. That was the Murder Was the Case album too. Remember when Snoop put that out? It was like this really great collage of all these different artists coming together and making this album, and then the movie too. I have the movie somewhere. I have it on VHS. If you remember VHS, that's the other thing we were reminiscing about, was the 90s. VHS and dubbing a tape. And then you move on to dubbing a DVD or a Blu-ray, which can be done because I've done that. Or dubbing a CD, you know. Now it's all streaming and MP3, and you can screenshot or screen record and all those wonderful things. But we did come to a conclusion as we were sitting there waiting for someone to get their tattoo done, was that current generation's music, this current generation's music sucks. It just sucks. There are some good points, and then there are some bad points. Yes, Taylor Swift gives you all life. I don't dislike her. I think she's interesting. I think her whole process is very, all right, you're here, we get it. And, you know, she's writing these songs, and when you piss off a Sagittarius, ooh, they go into full artistic mode, because, you know, they're laughing all the way to the fucking bank, and she is. And Twitter has already proclaimed, I'm sorry, X, has already proclaimed that it's album of the year. Shh, don't tell Beyonce and Cowboy Carter. You know, that shit I really don't care about. Like, who fucking cares? I remember in the 90s, the first time I heard Beyonce in Destiny's Child, I was like, okay, these girls are okay, you know, Destiny's Child. I was like, all right. And then they put out Say My Name, and it's like, oh, okay, I know where they're going. I know where they're going. All the way to the fucking bank. So yeah, when you have a pair of ears and a second pair of ears, and you put those ears together and you listen, it's like, huh. And then also in the process, your faithful narrator got a tattoo price, because I am considering it. And once I've got it priced, once payday comes and it's like, ooh, I just might go and do that. But then I have to also keep into consideration turtlenecks, because the summer is coming. So, and other alternative ways to cover my neck, and I may not need to cover my neck. That's the other thing, you know, and maybe welcomed, or, you know, maybe just put a sticker on it. But take very good care of it, because I had a really good conversation with the artist. And I said, can you do this for me? And he's like, yeah. You want it on your neck? I said, yes, sir, I do. All right. It's going to hurt a little. I'm like, yeah, good. I'm ready for it. Bring on the pain, because pain, wow, there are other factors of pain in the past that I've felt, and it brings on pleasure. I don't know what this pain will bring on, but I'm sure I'll be amused by it, as I am with most anything that is, forming. But yeah, you know, to reminisce with someone, I mean, I've known my friend, oh geez, how old were we? I was 16 when I met her, and she was probably a freshman. So I was, what was I, a sophomore? 97. No, I was a junior. I was a junior in high school. Because a lot of 95 and 96, I kind of blocked out. But 97 and 98, yeah, I was a junior because I was a TA. And I worked in the library. Ha, ha, ha. I've worked in many libraries, but this, you worked in the library for free. You didn't get paid in high school. It was a credit. So if I had homework, they sometimes would suggest I do it. Did I do it? No. And so my friends, she remembers, they'd all come in there and see me. Oh, look at him. He's living it up here in the library. They're like, man, what you doing? You ain't got nothing to do. I said, I've got plenty to do. I've got the card catalog to do. When I'm done with that, that's how long ago this was. We had a card catalog. Now it's all digital. I said, I got the card catalog to do. I've got to do the newspapers. I've got to put these books away. What do you guys want? Well, I remember her in particular, because she was like, I want a book on Billie Holiday. And I was like, Billie Holiday? I knew who that is. Found her the book. And then I said, you know, I bought the CDs. And she was like, whoa, wait, you listen to Billie Holiday? I was like, yeah. What's up? So she was just kind of perplexed by that. You're an old soul. I was like, yeah, you're listening to Billie Holiday. You're listening to Tupac. You're listening to Madonna. You're listening to the Prodigy, you know, because what is it? Firestarter had come out and smacked my, you know what up. And I said, yeah, I'm a classic man. You know, I was just a boy at the time, though. I was 16 years old. I was 16. Those were the days when you had no worries. Your only worry was getting up and going to school, making sure shit gets done, making sure you made it out of there alive. Because, you know, we were coming up on Columbine, and Columbine happened exactly about 25 years ago. And I remember that shit, and I was probably two months away from graduating. And that was scary. And then the next day we had security on opposite sides of the school, the high school, because someone had called a threat in, from what I remember. And it was scary. It was scary. It was like, whoa, here we go. And since then, it's unfortunately been continuous. And people ask me what I think, because I'm in the education system. And I'm like, well, you know, I don't want a gun. I don't, you know, if they say here, you know, you got to carry this. It's like, no, why? Why can't I just carry a bow and arrow? I know how to use a bow and arrow. I have a friend who taught me. We used to use the bow and arrow. But then they wanted to go hunting with it. And I was like, I don't know if I'm ready for that yet. So I love a bow and arrow. Because I'm old school like that. But a gun, it's like, I don't know. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Yeah, but to be able to reminisce through the music, that's what we do. You know, you hear the music and you reminisce about these times. And, you know, the G-Funk sound, I mean, the G-Funk sound was such an iconic, phenomenal, invigorating sound. And you hear those songs now and they transport you back to a time, whether it was 92, 95, 93, 96, 97, 98, 99, you know, even when Dre put out Dre 2001, by then I'd already graduated high school. I think I had. I'm trying to remember when he put that out. I think it was either October or November of 99. Yeah, I'd already graduated in June of 99. I look back and I think of all the things that could have been that didn't happen. You know, I remember being 19. No, I was 18. I was 18. And I knew at that point I wasn't going to have kids. Now, I have to be careful because I've had some weird things kind of happen. Like, all right, here we go. Here we go. Because, you know, I didn't want to raise another me. Because I'm enough. Come on. I'm fucking enough. Or as my friend, she likes to say, I'm dead. When I say certain things come in my mouth. And she's like, I can't believe you said that. I said, well, someone had to fucking say it. Someone had to fucking say it. She's of a different generation, though. Different generation. I'm the cusp of the Gen X. Although my friend that I hung out with, we both, you know, went to high school together. She says, you're kind of, though, a millennial. And I said, what do you mean? She says, because you're on the cusp of Gen X. I was like, yeah, I was born in 1980. Uh-huh. So now you all know how old I am. If you do the math properly, you can figure out how old I am, what time I was born, too. You know, but I was like, yeah. So it's kind of like, no wonder there's a tug of war with me, a push and a pull, you know. Huh, the 90s. What can I say? Well, right now, no doubt, I saw the footage and they were just off. They were off it. They don't have it anymore. I'm sorry. If you're pissed at me for fucking saying that, come on, let's speak the fucking truth, though. Speak the fucking truth, because you look at that, that's not the same. That's not the same. You can't come back and do it like that again. Gwen, you know you can't. It's like everyone's different now. The band is the same, but Gwen is totally different. You know, from when I was in high school and Don't Speak came out, and Spiderwebs, and damn, I remember that fucking shit. Just a Girl, I mean, Sunday Morning, And then at the tail end of the new millennium, what do they put out? New. I love that song. Such a great song. Don't Let It Go Away. This feeling has got to stay. Yeah. Makes me think of someone. But anyway, reminiscing. Even Sublime, Bradley's son is on the vocals now. I mean, that, you know, Sublime was... I mean, I know all too well about Santeria. And I ain't got no Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball. I had $1 million, but I spent it all. 'Cause I really wanna go. Oh, baby. I think. I don't know. It's been a while. I would have to look at a lyric sheet for that. But yeah, see what those songs, they take us back. Take us back to a place in time that was significant, that was special. And so this generation, I don't know what to say to all of you, you know, because you just download it. You just fucking download it. Versus those of us who had to wait for that fucking shit to come out, then go pick it up. And then if you were underage, they would not sell you the stickered albums. But if you went to Sam Goody, they would. But if you went to Tower Records, they wouldn't. Dependent on who you had waiting on you. That was always something that I had to remember. I was like, okay, I don't want my parents to buy this for me. And then I had friends who were older than me. So I was like, hey, can you? Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, when I was in high school, I always had friends that were older than me. And then I was the senior and I was like, shit, the jig is up. All right, stay positive and fuck your shit up because it's Friday.